This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
Need help around the house? Even the handiest do-it-yourselfer needs an extra hand sometimes.
You fixed it!
During The Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ.
If you missed hour number one, you can always find the Fix-It Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Dayton Kane, Jim Riedel. Say good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Filling in for David Nason, who is at a WAHI event this weekend, and we are joined by a new guest in the studio. Never been here before. Let's say good morning to Dan Sweet from Window Nation. How are you?
Good morning. Everything's great.
Okay, you found the place, you got in. That's half the battle. Now it's easy from here on out.
So, sounds good.
Tell us a little bit about Window Nation.
Yeah, Window Nation, we're newer to the Milwaukee market. We're going on our second year. We've done almost $20 million in sales since we've been in the Milwaukee market, but we are not a new company. We're nationwide. We have offices down from Florida all the way to the West Coast. We're going to do $600 million this year, and we're on pace to do almost $1 billion next year in window sales.
Wow. That's a lot of windows.
It's a lot of windows.
So tell us, how you're the sales manager?
Yes.
How did you get involved? What's your background?
So I've been in sales since 1999. Started with some big box companies a long time ago, and my journey's kind of stayed with windows. It's one of the few investments in your home, which is your largest investment, that not only pays for itself, that gives you a return on investment. So not only if you do it with the right company, you do a good with a good company, they're going to give you a return on investment, right? You could get maybe $1.50 or $2 back for every dollar you invest into your home. So it's something I can feel comfortable about and know that we're doing good for the customers.
Okay. And the service area that you guys cover for the Milwaukee area?
So Milwaukee, we cover pretty much a one-hour radius from the city. Obviously, we can only go so far east, but up to basically Green Bay, Madison. We even go a little bit farther out and then down to the Illinois border. We actually are doing so good. We opened a second office in Green Bay to cover the northern half of the state.
Okay. And when did that open up?
May of this year.
Okay. So you guys are booming.
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of windows do you guys install?
So, you know, obviously we don't do a blanket window nationwide. You know, we have live in Wisconsin. We have just as many heating and cooling days. So we've got vinyl windows. But like I said, we have different manufacturers paired up against, you know, what climate you live in and what would be best for that customer situation.
Okay. If you want to ask questions to Dan Sweet from Window Nation, 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. You got a question over there, Jim?
Yeah. Obviously, there's different types of materials for windows. I grew up in an old Milwaukee home, so I'm used to original old wood windows, and I always liked that look. And so many window companies have gone to like the vinyls, and they generally have white or they have a almond color in that. So as far as materials go, what are the different products that you guys make your windows out of, or what do they look like?
So everything is vinyl, but we do have basically laminates like you would see in kitchens and stuff like that. I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, I want wood windows. And I'm like this? And we're like, yeah. And I'm like, well, that's laminate, you know? So a lot of people think that they want wood, but when they actually see the laminate material, now, there are different grades of windows out there. So, you know, your builder's grade window, you can't apply a laminate to that because it's a recycled product or it's a cheaper product. So we do give a lifetime warranty on the product, on the installation. So we don't have any issues with it. And the good thing is, you know, wood is a great product. I have got a house that was built in 1905 and I love the wood too. But they don't manufacture wood windows the way they used to. It's all fast grown. The warranties are less. They're still going to need maintenance. And then wood has a tendency to have mold and mildew on it. So there's other issues that come along with it. So we can give you that look of all that wood without having the maintenance or any of the issues that you would need service in it.
Great. So, and then as far as the types of windows that you do, there's, you know, people, there's so many double hung windows in our Milwaukee market. And then you get out to suburbs and there's more of the casement windows, the ones that swing open. What are all the different types of windows that you guys can replace for people?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And, you know, a lot of times we get to the home and, you know, we have the ability to switch, you know, so maybe there's a bank of three double hung windows and we can put a three part slider in there, which is kind of like a bay window that doesn't stick out of your home. So we have the ability to, you know, as long as it's not structural, the malls, cut some malls out, turn three openings into one opening. We offer double hung sliders, three part sliders, casements. So when it comes to the window project, we have a wide variety of windows that we can offer for the home.
So it sounds like you can kind of replicate the look they had before, or you could even possibly change it to look like something different. If someone says, you know, I just wanted it to be more open, or I need something that opens more, you guys can look at the what they have there currently and then see what you could do to modify to a different type of operation on the windows.
Yep, and then we can go, you know, if they have grids, we can take the grids off. If they want to keep the grids, we can still modify that also.
Are your grids like internal in the glass so that you can clean the glass really well, or do you have to, are they on the outside?
Yeah, they're in between the panes of glass, so no need to get the toothbrush out to, you know, clean around the grids.
Okay.
Dan Sweet from Window Nation on with us this hour, 855-616-1620. Call or text that number. Get your questions in. WindowNation.com is the website. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Look a lot like from a Christmas. Leaky pipe to finishing your basement, the Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ.
The number 10 Bucks take on the number 1 Pistons, tip-off at 6:30 tonight in Detroit. Afraid to even watch that game. It's just been brutal lately. Dayton Kane here, Jim Riedel in for David Nason, and we have Dan Sweet from Window Nation on with us this hour.
Dan, we were talking a little bit before the show, and you worked a couple different places. You settled on Window Nation. Maybe you could explain, what is it about Window Nation that you like that you went there, and how are they different from other people that people might talk to about windows, product, service, anything you want to cover on that?
Yeah, so I mean, there's no shortage of window companies in the Milwaukee or the Wisconsin area, you know, and you know, from being in this industry for 26 years, I found that everybody has a different, unique opportunity for the customer, whether it's the glass on the window or the way that the window opens. Everybody has kind of a niche in this market. And the one thing that really separates Window Nation apart, in my eyes, is that our installation, I mean, everybody's going to have a double pane window with argon gas, some type of low E coating on the glass. But what really separates us is obviously the installation, how we put the windows in. We stand behind not only the window, but the installation for as long as the customer owns the home. When you're looking at replacing your windows, there's a couple different people involved, so there's room for error. If the installer says, hey, the guy didn't measure it right, and the guy says, well, hey, this guy measured it right, he didn't put it in right, and you get three different people pointing the finger at each other saying, hey, this guy's responsible for the problem, the customer usually is sitting in the middle of it, and they're the ones that are end up stuck.
They're not happy.
They're not happy. So when it comes to Window Nation, there's nobody for us to point the finger at. We own the entire project from the time that you set up the consultation through the install. So we're going to take, there's nobody for us to point the finger at. We factory train our installers. We hold them to a high level. If they don't do the install the way that we expect it to, we don't give them a job. We pay our installers a little bit more than everybody else. So we have people lining up down the street to install for us. So we don't have the installers holding us hostage on, hey, we need someone to get these windows in.
And obviously, sometimes things can go wrong. So what you're saying is, just you'll take care of any problems that, you know, come up with that.
Yep.
You know, that's the biggest problem in our industry as far as home renovation work is, like, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. You know, and the customers don't really care. They just want to know that something's going to be taken care of.
Yep. So, you know, and everybody that comes out there is going to offer a lifetime warranty. The manufacturer does, but most people don't actually read that warranty. And it tells you, the first line says, improper installation voids your warranty. So you have a manufacturer that's making those windows, and if the guy comes out and puts 17 screws in the window and it doesn't allow it to contract and expand, is that the windows manufacturer's fault that the window didn't perform? So they're going to put limitations in it that are going to get them out of having to stand behind the warranty. So like I said, when you go with Window Nation, we stand behind the warranty, we stand behind the window, we stand behind the installation. We own that project.
WindowNation.com is a website. Dan is with us for this hour. If you have questions, 855-616-1620. We'd love to hear from you. I want to talk when we come back about the time of year that we're in right now and what does that do when it comes to installing windows. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Now back to the Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ.
All right, never.
Welcome to the Fix It Show on WTMJ Dayton Kane here with Jim Riedel. We also have Dan Sweet from Window Nation on with us. It is Family Free Day at the Milwaukee County Zoo. Going to be partly cloudy and 27, so not a bad day to be outside if you're looking for something to do with the kids. Just bundle them up and head out and see some animals. So this time of year, it's cold, right? We're in winter in Wisconsin, and there's more snow coming. Like, obviously, I'm assuming you're not installing when there's a blizzard going on outside, but is this a good time of year to put windows in?
Yeah, I mean, we install year-round. I mean, obviously, if the weather is inclement, really cold or blizzards, obviously, we're going to make an executive decision to push that install back. But unless the weather's below 0 degrees, we generally install windows.
And it pays for itself immediately once they're in, right? So why wait?
Yeah, well, not only that, I mean, if, you know, being in this industry for 26 years now, the average cost of a window 26 years ago to what it was now has doubled or tripled. So the longer you wait, nothing gets cheaper, right? Yeah. So, I mean, windows, when I replaced them in my house, were $500 a piece, and you can't even pretty much buy a window for that anymore. That was installed. So the cost keeps going up. The longer you wait, the more it's going to cost you. And you're just taking your energy bills, and you're taking every time that monster in the basement turns on, you're just taking what's in your pocket and throwing it out the window. So you get overall better enjoyment of your home because your windows aren't drafty and leaking. You're increasing the resale value of your house and then ultimately saving up to, you know, I've had customers say 50%. We'll never tell you that. My kid leaves the door open and I can't guarantee any type of energy savings, but we do tell you on average, our customers save about 30% on their energy bills.
Okay. Isn't it funny when you were a kid and your dad would say, close the door? And you're like, what? And now you're like, close the door.
That's all he said because I got hit in the back of the head.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, people think that, you know, installing in spring and summer and all that is the, I mean, that's just natural. I think people just think because it's not cold. So this time of year, it is a good time. You know, stuff goes on all year round. Do you have specials because it's kind of like in the customer's mind, off season or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, the best time to buy a snowblower is in the middle of summer. Right? Yeah. And the best time to buy, you know, windows is in the colder time of the year, right? I mean, people are definitely slowing down Christmas, holidays, so we are running the biggest promotion that we're offering right now. But like I said, when it comes down to that install too, we're gonna have common sense when it comes to the install. We're not going to come out, take off 22 windows out of your house, freeze everything, have the water pipes burst. You know, we're going to work efficiently, take out one window at a time, replace it, you know, and you know, maybe close the doors so we're not cooling off the whole house. I mean, there's ways to do an install and do it efficiently and still get it done in a colder time and, you know, get that house efficient for you.
Well, that's actually an interesting comment because a lot of times in summer, people might have a bigger crew and they rip out all the windows and now you got breeze blowing stuff in and, you know, concentrating in one side of the house or one room at a time can really be an advantage to just disruption and whatnot. Because let's face it, replacing windows is a disruption to the customer. Yep. It just is. They got to move furniture and, you know, that kind of stuff and outside. Because you're inside and outside when you're doing window replacements. So,
yep.
But
another thing, too, that, you know, you have to think about, too. I mean, there's a lot of local contractors or handymen that are doing windows that aren't looking out for the customer's best interest. I mean, we're seeing all over the news and the TV about all this lead in the school and these kids that are exposed to it. And, you know, any reputable company has to follow lead safe work practice. And a lot of these contractors have no problem coming into your home, disrupting all that stuff, having that lead go airborne and your furnace kicks on and that gets airborne and goes into your system. And you could potentially have lead poisoning. So, you know, we are lead safe certified. We're going to follow lead safe work practice. Dispose of it, treat it properly, and make sure that you're protecting your home. People don't really think of all these things when they're replacing their windows.
Yep. So tell people how they get in touch with you.
866-90-NATION.
That was easy. 866-90-NATION.
Yep.
Okay. And the website is windownation.com. You can. So is somebody there today? What are your hours?
Where you can call us any. It's 365 days a year, 24/7. There's pretty much somebody that either answer the phone or get back to you shortly.
And what's time looking like as far as somebody coming out to my home to do the initial assessment or consultation and then the install?
So generally from the initial consultation to the install is about 8 to 10 weeks. Now, if there's specialty windows or some, you know, unique situations, that could obviously, you know, push that out a few weeks. But right now, We tell you 8 to 10, most of our windows are coming in sooner. We're not going to tell you 6 to 8 because that sixth week, customer's like, hey, sure. You told me 6 weeks. We tell you 8 to 10 knowing we're probably going to exceed those expectations. And then we have, the good news is you have, you know, someone like me that's been in this industry for a while. We've got customers like, hey, I'm not coming back till May. We can do it whenever. And there's customers that want it done now and we can move you to the front of the line. So we do have the ability. We're not just, everybody is 8 weeks from the date that we get out there. So we have the ability to work with customers in different unique situations and help accommodate their situation.
Okay. And how many crews do you have out there working? It sounds like you're selling a lot of windows.
Yeah. So we do over $1 million a month, closer to $2 million a month in, just in the Milwaukee market. So we've got multiple crews. We've got 2-man crews. We've got 8-man crews. I mean, so, you know, we can get the job done. I mean, we can knock out a 30 window job in a day, 2 days tops. You know, okay. We tell you 3 days, but, you know, just in case we see some unforeseen situations, because it always happens.
Okay. So very flexible, it sounds like.
Yep.
855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text line. We do have Dan Sweet on from Window Nation. Another half hour with him, so get your calls and texts in. Now we go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Elizabeth Linton. And good morning.
Good morning, Dayton.
This is the Fix It Show on 620 WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Jim Riedel, who is filling in for David Nason. Isaac thought this would be your favorite Christmas. Isn't this like 90% of people's favorite Christmas songs? If you're going to guess somebody's favorite Christmas song, that might be it, but I'm thinking it's not yours.
This is Mariah Carey.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm old and she became popular in my lifetime, so I'm very familiar with her music. So, but my favorite, I don't know. We'll see.
All right. We do have Dan Sweet from Window Nation on with us, 855-616-1620. If you have a question, you can text that in. Let's go through some of them.
Yeah, we got a couple here. First of all, do you recommend and install triple pane windows when installing in cold regions where condensation may be a problem? Which obviously that can happen here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, so, I mean, it all depends on the manufacturer. You know, a lot of times triple pane, you know, you're going to get some more efficiency, but with the weight of the windows, I mean, you know, there can be some situations where triple pane is good for the consumer. We generally recommend it if they're near a freeway or a train station or something. It's more for the sound where, you know, our efficiency of our double pane windows can outperform a lot of people's triple pane windows. So it all depends on which company you're looking for. But triple pane is an option. It's definitely going to give you a little better option for the home if you're, you know, looking for the maximum efficiency and soundproofing.
Okay. They're obviously heavier when they have an extra pane of glass in there. So that, I mean, when you get a real large window and whatnot, that could be a factor for someone operating it and that type of thing, correct?
Yep.
But that makes sense, triple pane being soundproof. Look at our studio. We got like six layers of glass out to the outside of this office space.
So technology has come a long way, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So a lot of times now our double pane will outperform a lot of people's previous triple pane. But with that being said, triple pane is advanced also. If you're getting a good window that's insulated properly with the argon, that's going to stay in the window, and yeah, it's definitely going to outperform a double pane.
Oftentimes people are talking about the glass and the improvements in glass, but you've been in the business 25, 26. Have you seen what are improvements that have been made in the other parts of the window, the frame or the operation of it with the hardware and whatever? Is there anything you can comment there?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, it kind of starts where, you know, everybody knows somebody that built a house and 5 or 10 years later, they're having to replace their windows again. So, you know, when people that aren't in the window industry, they're like, well, I could get the windows for this price or I could get the windows for that price. There's different grade windows out there. There's builder grade windows that are not designed to last 10, 20, or 20, 30 years. They're designed for a short-term fix. They're recycled plastic, the materials, there's no reinforcements in the frame. You know, say, why do people do it? A lot of people do it for rental properties, house flippers. They're willing to get this done. So when you walk into the house, hey, there's new windows. 5 years, 10 years later, you're going to realize that window probably didn't meet your expectations. So one of the things that we come across all the time, well, how are you charging this price for windows? And I could get windows for this price. Well, there's people out there charging $4,000 a window and doing it all day long. So you have to understand that you're going to get what you pay for with it. So most of our customers are telling us that they want the best value for the dollar. They don't want to overpay. They don't want something that they have to replace in 10 years. So that kind of is where most of the companies try to fit somewhere in that middle of a longer tenured window in the middle of the price range, right? I mean, even with doors, we've had some reviews online. We're like, you charge an $8,000 for a door. Well, people pay $30,000 for a door if it's a custom door in a $1 million home. But we have doors that we can put in for under $3,000. So it all depends on what you're looking for. And there are different designs and options, you know, for each customer. Not everybody's looking for the Lamborghini. Some people want to get a Chevy and still drive down the street.
Yep. Yep. Somebody texted in and asked, which is better, a casement window or a double hung window when it comes to efficiency?
So casement windows are generally more efficient on the home. Yep.
I mean, there's just less working parts, right?
Yes.
So the seal is one continuous seal around, and so that helps. Another one came in. It was talking again about condensation. Speak to water droplets or a little bit of frost on the bottom edge of window. Normal in certain weather conditions in the Milwaukee area?
Yeah. So
what are some ways we could fight that or try to minimize that?
So in the 26 years that I've been in this industry, that is something that has come up with every company that I've worked with at some point in time. You know, when it gets extremely cold, sometimes you're going to get some type of condensation on the windows. That could come from multiple causes, okay? When I was working for a company, I found out they weren't insulating around the windows properly, and that cold is going to attach to the coolest part of the room, which is by the window, and it's going to get on the glass. Other times, it comes from high humidity inside the home. If you have fish tanks or your house is really warm, that doesn't necessarily mean that the windows are failing. It's just condensation is going to collect on the coolest part of the house, which is generally near the lower part of that window where that spacer is.
Yeah.
So they always tell you to run ceiling fans, get the air circulating, and there's different ways to combat that condensation. Now, frost buildup is generally a bigger concern that shouldn't be happening, but condensation is generally not such a bad thing. It is common in vinyl replacement windows, and it can be avoided. Lift your blinds up, run your ceiling fans, get that air circulating. A lot of times you can stop that.
Yeah, and it often happens right when we're going from fall to, like, we hit last week was the week that triggered it, right?
Yeah.
We had rain on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and then Saturday or Friday got really cold, and then Saturday we had all the snow, so all this humidity was out there, and then it got cold, and now people are seeing condensation and are like, well, why is this happening? I have new windows. Well, yeah, but they're sealed up tight and you have all this humidity in your house. And by the way, you probably had guests over, you had a house full of people, you were cooking, you were taking showers, you cleaned the house with all the water. So now you have all this humidity in your home that has no place to go. And yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, with that being said too, you know, your house cannot be sealed up completely. I mean, if that was the case, they would just take a plastic bag and put it around our house. I mean, we emit so much humidity inside of our home. The house has to breathe a little bit or else it'll actually cause problems. So no window should be at a zero for air infiltration. I mean, I know there's companies out there that say that it's a zero, but your windows have to breathe a little bit.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, more of your calls and texts at 855-616-1620. That's the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text Line. We do have Dan Sweet from Window Nation on. You can find them at windownation.com. Thanks for listening to The Fix It Show this morning on WTMJ.
It's The Fix It Show, exclusively on 620 WTMJ.
Isaac's on fire today. We had the chipmunks. Now we have Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Christmas is here, and Isaac's playing all his favorites, I guess. Dayton Kane here with Jim Riedel, who's in for David Nason. We also have Dan Sweet from Window Nation on with us. We dipped into the condensation conversation, which always brings in a ton of texts, and we're getting them. So people are asking, what's the perfect humidity setting? And there is not a perfect humidity setting. Dan, you actually said it best while we were talking during the break. If there's a 20-degree differential from your interior to your exterior, chances are you're getting condensation.
That's the way it is. And it's condensation is always going to form on the warmer side, which is going to be the inside of the glass. It's no different than if you take a cold soda out of the refrigerator in the summer, you're going to see that humidity and that moisture on the outside of the can. It's natural. I don't know, maybe call it physics.
I get my house down to 35% humidity. It's 65 degrees in my house, and it's 20 degrees outside. I still see condensation. You can't get much lower than that on your humidity.
Yep.
It just is what it is. And the best advice, air circulation and keeping the blinds up a little bit. Don't leave your blinds down all winter. You're going to have just a soup of nastiness behind your blinds if you've never opened them.
Yep.
Or the big curtains. You know, people close these. Oh, it's efficient. It's going to keep me warmer. I'm going to close these huge curtains. And you just create this ecosystem behind there that is just working all winter long.
Well, it's really a scientific principle. Yeah. There's relative humidity, there's dew point. You know, the reason you have condensation is because there's a dew point there, and the humidity that's in the air hit the temperature of a surface that provides that dew point. So there's all science behind it, and it's not going to be exact in every house. It's very confusing for people that generally don't, you know, haven't been trained in any of those concepts. And, you know, basically you want a comfortable home, so you need good, you know, humidity level in your home for winter. We usually, you know, want more in that because it tends to be dry. So you need to provide humidity, and in summertime you usually don't in our climate. So that's the other thing, is we have such a vast range of temperatures in our climate in Wisconsin that one season is so different than the other, and you know, things just don't.
That's a great point, because there are times in the summer where you see condensation on the exterior of the window.
Yep.
Because you've got it cooled off inside and it's collecting on the hot side.
One of the things, I guess, that the biggest concern would be is if there's condensation or humidity in between the two panes of glass.
Yeah.
At that point in time, you have what's called seal failure. That seal is popped either from the window moving, the seal breaking. That's a concern. So condensation on the outside or the inside of the window is not a concern. In between the glass is a concern. That's when you see the fog or that you can't clean it off the windows. That's what's called seal failure. And that's, again, why most people are replacing their windows. So that's, I guess, the biggest thing. When people hear, well, there's condensation, if it's in between the glass, it's a problem. If it's on the inside or the outside, it can usually be corrected.
Yeah, and David, when he does his home inspections, I've been with him many times when he does them, you look at glass all the time to see if there's a seal failure. And depending on the time of year and that, you may not notice it as far as condensation, but there's a discoloration inside the glass. It's stuff you can't clean off, and that's when you know you got a problem with the seal and need to replace either that window section or the whole window.
When we come back, we have one break left here to go through the process. So we're going to talk through that when we come back. But before we go there, I want to read this text that came in from one of your employees. It says, "How come Window Nation has such great-looking sales reps?"
Yeah, it's just a prerequisite for the job. Well,
that's self-serving text right there. I love
obviously
it.
I should go work there then. It's good looking as I am.
We're going to take our final break of the hour. It is the Fix It Show. Thanks for listening to WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Making sure your honey-do list doesn't turn into a honey what did you do list. It's the Fix It Show on 620 WTMJ.
Sponsored each week by Siding Unlimited and JMB Construction. We have Dan Sweet from Window Nation on this hour, and we thank everybody for the participation today. We've had a lot of calls and texts, which has been great. But why don't we wrap up this hour by talking about the process a little bit. What happens if somebody reaches out to you at windownation.com?
Yeah, so we set up a consultation that works for you, whether it be morning, afternoon, evening. We run appointments all day. Monday through Sunday. We work 7 days a week. We come out, see you whenever it's convenient for you. We do an inspection of your home, you know, inside and out. You know, a lot of people don't understand the caulk peels away from the windows and the exterior of the house, and sometimes there's water damage that comes in that can be a lot bigger than just replacing your windows. When you're having to redo the framing and king studs and window replacements can get very costly if you don't tackle it before it's too late. So we come out, do an inspection, tell you a little bit about Window Nation, you know, nothing major, tell you why Window Nation is kind of different and show you why, you know, we're different than most of the other companies out there, show you the window, show you the efficiency of the glass, go through pricing, find a solution that hopefully makes you happy for your home, and then price out the job. If you decide to move forward generally from the start to the completion, it's about 8 to 10 weeks on a project. We do have, you know, kind of a common sense company. There's people that are snowbirds and they're not in a rush to get the windows done. There's people who are like, hey, I want this done this year. I want it done as soon as possible. And we have the ability to fluctuate and move those installations up and back according to what the customer's needs are. One of the other things I know we had talked about a little bit earlier too is the warranty and the lifetime warranty on the project. And everybody comes out there and tells you lifetime, lifetime, lifetime. So when we talk about our lifetime warranty, it's for as long as you own the home on all parts, pieces, components, and installation, seal failure, for as long as you own the home. And if you sell that house, it transfers to the next homeowner for another 15 years. So lifetime, if you own it for 50 years and sell it, it's 65 years. So, I mean, it could really be a long time, and we stand behind that warranty. We actually give a double manufacturer's warranty from the manufacturer and Window Nation, so you're getting two different warranties on the window.
Okay.
Great. And then you mentioned kind of like you try to provide the right window for the client. So obviously you got like a couple levels, like, you know, some people call it like, you know, better, best, you know, that type of thing. So you do have different price points in that, if you want to share anything on that.
Yeah. So, you know, we do have different warranties that come with a window. We have kind of a good, better, best. Some people are like, hey, we just want to flip the house, so we're not looking for the top of the line. So we do have them. All of our windows are made through the same manufacturer, though. The same glass, the same frames, the same. It's just really what we're going to change is the warranties that come with the window, and that's kind of what really changes the cost of the window. So one of them comes with a 1 year on labor, screen, accidental glass breakage, and screen. One comes with 5 years on labor, accidental glass breakage, and screen, and the other one comes with a lifetime warranty on everything. But all of our windows have a lifetime warranty. It's just whether you're going to have to pay for the service to come out and replace it if you can't flip the sash out yourself.
All right, Dan, good having you on the show.
No, great
to
be here.
Thank you for being here. WindowNation.com is the website. Jim, thanks for filling in for David. You're not here next week?
I am not here next week. And
I was really hoping you were going to bring some bourbon in to drink this morning, but you did not.
Well,
you did it all yesterday.
Come on an invite basis as an observer.
What do you call a, like, wine has sommeliers that tell you could be our bourbon sommelier and just
it's
come in.
It's called Bourbon Steward. I actually have the designation.
Oh, nice. All right. Thank you for coming in. Appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Rose Gray and the Fox World Travel Show coming in next.
This has been the Fix It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.